The Bush administration wants Congress to sign off on the free trade agreement it's negotiated with Central American nations. A vote is expected as early as next month. As hearings began yesterday, lawmakers signaled that it could be a very tough fight. NPR's Kathleen Schulk reports.
The chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, Iowa Republican Charles Grassley, spoke first, urging his colleagues to back the U.S. Central America Dominican Republic Free Trade Agreement, known as CAFTA. He argued that it's a good deal for the U.S.
Today, most imports from that region enter the American market duty-free. In contrast, our exports face the myriad of tariff and non-tariff trade barriers from those countries.
CAFTA would level that playing field, so, he said, a vote against it defies logic. Peter Allgeier, acting U.S. Trade Representative, told lawmakers CAFTA could nearly double U.S. farm exports to the region, protect U.S. investors and intellectual property, and help Central American economies grow.
It is strongly in the economic and national interest of the United States, and we hope that the Congress will agree that America should not turn its back on these struggling democracies that want closer economic relationship with us for the benefit of our citizens and their citizens.
Proponents brought props, a table heaped with potatoes, rice, breakfast cereal, a DVD, and a huge wheel of cheese, all exports that would benefit under the deal. But skeptics, including North Dakota Democrat Kent Conrad, brought props of their own, including charts with jagged, plunging lines depicting the ever-widening U.S. trade deficit.
If this is a success, I'd hate to see a failure.
Conrad and several other senators focused on sugar. CAFTA would loosen U.S. sugar quotas just slightly to allow more Central American sugar in. But sugar producers worry that other countries lined up to negotiate free trade agreements with the U.S. would demand the same treatment. With all that cheap sugar flooding in, Senator Conrad warned, American farmers and processors wouldn't stand a chance.
So as I see it, you just negotiated away another industry here.
Senators listed other qualms, including worries that U.S. agricultural exports could wipe out poor Central American farmers, and that looser rules on textile imports could land the beleaguered U.S. textile industry in even more trouble. Witnesses came to CAFTA's defense. One was Keith Crisco, who sells elastic waistbands to Central American clothing makers.
Last year, we shipped over 500 million yards of elastic. That, sir, is enough to stretch around the world 27 times at the equator.
He argued that passing CAFTA is the best way to protect U.S. and Central American textile workers from losing out to China. But apart from Committee Chairman Grassley, not one senator, Democrat or Republican, offered staunch support for the deal. Montana Democrat Max Baucus, who's backed freer trade in the past, expressed frustration.
By all accounts, the agreement we have before us today is the most divisive trade measure to come before Congress since NAFTA. I would expect to see a significant effort by the President to push the agreement, but I have not seen it yet. In my judgment, without presidential leadership, this agreement is going to face a very steep uphill battle.
But it's a battle U.S. trade officials say they still believe they can win. Kathleen Schulk, NPR News, Washington.